share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Going overseas for a trip as of now might be impossible for a lot of us, however, you can cross the South China Sea to Sabah starting the 1st of November. In a press release by the Sabah chief minister that was sent through the National Security Council's Telegram channel, it is said that Sabah's vaccination rate has surpassed the 70% mark. Hence, the government is giving freedom to Sabahans to finally cross districts starting from the 14th of October. These are the people who are eligible to do so: fully vaccinated individuals, teens, 12 to 17, who have received at least one dose of vaccine, and children, below 12, accompanied by fully vaccinated parents. Other than that, the state government has also said that starting the 1st of November, West Malaysians can travel to Sabah for tourism and social activities. However, there are a few prerequisites for that. Adults must be fully vaccinated, teens, 12 to 17, must have had at least one dose of the vaccine, and children, below 12, must be accompanied by fully vaccinated parents, and must have had done a COVID-19 RT-PCR or RTKAG, swab, saliva, test 3 days prior to the journey. This is certainly good news. Now that we are free to travel, please make sure that you are doing so in a responsible manner where you abide by all the SOPs in order to protect yourself and the people around you. Also read, KKM, COVID-19 test no longer required for tourists traveling to Langkawi starting the 12th of October. Source: Ling Tang L. Unsplash. Source: Farul Azmi. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.